everybody. Dennis Tooley here with the Warriors Way podcast. MS Warriors wanting to reach out and just try to give you a little bit of encouragement during these crazy days of the COVID-19 lockdown. There's so much that's going on that has kind of got our entire world in a bit of turmoil, particularly here in the United States. I know there's a lot of people with questions and not a whole lot of answers. It seems like every time information comes out, new information, whether it's the president getting on to do his updates with his COVID team and or his crisis team, whatever they call him, or your local governors or whoever, it just seems like the information just kind of adds more confusion and more questions. But the reality is most of us are under a stay-at-home order, try to keep people safe and not getting out to spread the virus and trying to keep it from growing, but trying to shut it down, hopefully, and find a way to stop this from spreading the way it has. And so if you're like me, you find yourself at home with a lot of extra time on your hands. You know, it's one thing to say, well, I'm going to be home for a day or two, but you know, when it's months, you know, then it becomes a little bit crazy. So it's, you find you're asking yourself, okay, now what do I do? I don't know. Well, wanted to just give you some ideas of things that you may find helpful, something you could do. Now, some of you may be already doing some of these things. You may be doing all of them. I don't know, but I just thought I would throw this out for you. One thing I encourage people to do is listen to some music. Pull out music you haven't listened to in a long time. Reminisce and have some fun. If you're able to, get up and dance to some of your old music. It'll lighten your mood. It will help your attitude and your just dealing with the anxiety and the stress of all of this. It helps lighten your load a little bit. So by all means, get some music you want to listen to and enjoy and play it. If you don't have neighbors close by, play it as loud as you want. You know, just really have some fun enjoying it. Along with playing music, I also would encourage you to listen to podcasts. Now, here you are. You're either watching this podcast or listening to it, so you're familiar with podcasts already. Well, do a search for a podcast on a topic that you've wanted to learn about, or something you find interesting. There are all sorts of great podcasts out there, and you can find podcasts to listen to. You know, this Warriors Way podcast is not the only one that I work on. I also am part of the Pops and the Recon podcast, which is a podcast that we produce out of Gutty's Comedy Club with my business partner, Steve Rivera, who is Puerto Rican. And so we got together, we started our podcast called The Pops and the Recon Show. And I bet you can guess who is Pops. That'd be Steve Rivera. No, I'm Pops. But we talk about comedy, and we talk with comedians about how they got into the business of comedy and things that they've learned about writing comedy. And so if you want to learn a little bit about the backside of the business of comedy, the Pops and the Recon podcast might be something you want to listen to. But it doesn't have to be a podcast with me. By all means, there are plenty of podcasts out there. Find something that you find interesting. Listen to that a little bit each day. If you're like me and you find yourself binge watching TV shows, now that's something else that you could do, binge watch TV, because you can get on and Netflix or Amazon Prime. They, you know, they've got all kinds of stuff. Zulu, if you're, I don't know. I know we have Netflix and Amazon Prime. And so I binge watch different TV shows and movies and things like that because I got time, you know. But find something like that that you enjoy, and either, like I say, either listen to a podcast, listen to music, or binge watch on TV, something that'll take up some time and something that you might find interesting. Another thing that I would suggest, you got a lot of time, you're kind of stuck at home, you don't have much to do, then maybe consider doing an online course. Right now, there's a bunch of free online courses, whether it's cooking classes, whether it's learn a new language class. I know because I had a conversation on Facebook with somebody about a bookkeeping class that they were thinking about going to, all of a sudden I'm getting notifications that I could take a bookkeeping class. You don't want me keeping your books. My wife doesn't want us. She's like, no, you can't keep the books, you know, because, well, I'll be honest. I'm a knucklehead and math has never been my skill. Math was a foreign language that I didn't take. Anyway, the idea though is you got time, maybe consider finding something you've always wanted to learn about and see if there's a free online class that you can take. And if it's not free, a lot of them have reduced prices right now because they're just trying to have a stream of income coming in for those people. Well, they're going to have discounted prices. And so right now is a great time to jump in and take some classes that you might want. I'm actually just started taking a class on how to grow my Facebook page, to grow my subscriber list, because as you grow the subscriptions, the more subscriptions you have, then Facebook allows you to do a little bit more with your Facebook, with YouTube. YouTube allows you to do more things when you have more subscribers. So, you know, because my YouTube page here is relatively new, just getting it going, I don't have that many subscribers yet. So I'll be asking, hey, could you look down at the bottom there? There's someplace down there. If you look, there's a button that says subscribe. You know, click that button and subscribe. And then there's another button that says, you know, like this. And if you click like, you know, thumbs up thing is what they have on YouTube. Give me the thumbs up, because YouTube looks at all of that and it goes into their algorithms. And I'm learning that right now because I've got time to learn it. And I want to grow this YouTube channel and my Facebook presence, and just because I want to be able, for people that are having questions about multiple sclerosis and they're looking for a place that's going to be encouraging and help them understand what you're looking at in this battle, they want to learn about it. I want to be able to be one of the voices helping them wander through this journey we call the MS way. So, you know, that's something I'm doing. Now, find something for yourself that you find that is an online class or a course that you've been interested in doing. Maybe this is a good time for you to jump in and do that. You know, something else that I have been doing a little bit of, and I love to do this even before the COVID shutdown, is to create art. I like watercolors. I like to do some things with watercolor. I find that an interesting medium of art, because you can blend colors and things and have a lot of fun with that. There's some really cool things you can do, like using salt or using masking tape, using a plastic bag. I mean, there's all kinds of fun things you can do with watercolors as a medium for creating art. There are also acrylic paints, and I like doing some stuff with acrylic. So, you know, now that I've got a little bit of time, you know, I've pulled out my sketch pad and I've started drawing a little bit. And it's just taking advantage of the time instead of focusing in on all of the negative and all of the concern of the world. Oh, it's going so bad out there. And okay, yes, this virus is nasty and it's consumed our world in ways nobody anticipated, but it doesn't mean you have to stop and be consumed with it. You can focus in on some other things, you know, and that's why I'm saying find something that isn't about the virus. It's not about the Rona, and do that. So creating art is something that You know, if you've never tried something, you can go on YouTube and there are videos on how to do just about any type of art, from a beginner to a more expert levels. And it, you just watch a video and you can learn how to do some of these things and just practice and play with it. And if you like something, continue to do it. If you don't like it, find another one to look at, another video to watch about a different type of art. You got plenty of time. And guess what? Most of everything out there, especially when you're going on YouTube, most of it's free. It's not going to cost you a dime. So you can learn and have fun. So the other thing, now I will say I haven't done as much reading during this shutdown, but I would say this is a great time for you to just pick up a book and read, or, you know, get online and find something that you're interested in and read articles about it. Or, you know, my wife, oh man, Mary loves to read. She reads all the time. In fact, if she's not working, chances are she's going to come home, going to have some dinner, and right away she's reading a book. We could be watching TV. We could be binge watching something on Netflix or Amazon Prime. She's still reading. She loves to read. Now, I will say, this is a time, if you got the time, you're looking, oh, what can I do? Read something. You know, if you have any ideas of, well, I don't know what to read. I want to learn a little bit about something, but I don't know what to read. I tell you what, get on any one of the Facebook groups that you're a member of and ask the question, what would you recommend for me to read about? And you'll get plenty of recommendations. And you'll have a big list of things you can go out and see if you want to read. Now, I will say this. Unfortunately, the libraries are closed right now. So it's not like you can run out and check out books from the local library. However, most of the libraries do have electronic books that you can check out. You can do that from your home, off of your computer or your phone. And it's pretty simple. Doesn't cost you a dime. And yet now you have reading material. So these are just some ideas of things you can do during this time instead of getting caught up in the worry and the angst and the anxiety of everything that's going on. You're like, oh, what am I going to do? There's plenty of things you can do if you just stop and think about, what can I do that's going to help me become a better person? Maybe learning something on a podcast. Maybe trying a new form of art. Maybe reading a new book. I don't know what it is for you, but I want to encourage you that you don't have to be consumed with all of the worry and the negativity and the fear that is being pushed on us every day from the media about how bad things are and about how the president's doing it wrong, or the president's maybe, you know, he's doing it right and everybody else is wrong. And they're out there on both sides and they're just always in your head. You don't have to listen to all of that. Set that aside. Turn off the TV and grab a book. Turn off the TV and listen to a podcast. Turn off the TV in terms of network TV and just find something on Netflix or Amazon Prime. There's all sorts of comedy stuff. You want to watch some comedy, it's there. And it's not costing you anything. I mean, if you have to have the subscription, I guess that's costing you something. But chances are you probably already have Netflix or Amazon Prime or something that you're watching anyway. So from there, it's not costing you anything. Enjoy it and get your mind out of that trap of negativity and all of that stuff they're throwing in that's causing you anxiety and fear. Drop all of that aside and find something that's going to make you better, something you're going to enjoy, something that's going to lift you up. Because that is the warrior's way. Well, I want to thank you for letting me challenge you with a few thoughts today and hope that everything is going well with you. Please stay healthy, stay strong, and keep the fight up. Because as warriors, if we continue to encourage each other and challenge and support each other, we're going to kick this MS monster's butt. No questions asked. We're going to make it, because We're stronger together, and we're going to do it the Warriors way.